Welcome to Studio 1776. I'm your host, Daniel Leach, joined by Rexton Lotus Justice. Rexton, I want to talk to you about something that just happened while we were on the phone here this evening. I had two witnesses to this because I was outside smoking a cigarette, and I look up at the sky, and I seen the most bizarre thing. There was a line of light that went from the stars all the way down to the ground. There was probably 20 lights all together in a straight line, and they looked just like stars. I tried taking a picture of them on my phone. I couldn't get a clear picture, but I had two witnesses, and it was the weirdest thing. The stars or the lights started going straight upward and disappearing until they were all gone. I couldn't believe it, and my buddy says it's near where the space station is located in the sky. That was very, very bizarre. I just wanted to make a note of that in case anybody talks about that in the news tomorrow.
So you were a firsthand witness of it tonight while I was sitting there giving my little intro, trying to get all the quotes out for the law for people.
The
interesting thing is that there's what's going on in the law in our case just always happens to coincide. Like, for example, I filed my son's habeas corpus ad subjuicendium. I can spell it. I actually have it if people know. That's a special kind of habeas on my birthday, which is the Epiphany of Christ, January 6th. And it just happened to fall on that, as I said, that then that made that the six-month time frame would fall on the professed days in the Bible of when the horror would fall, according to Revelation, which is July 6th. So, and it's so many days after January 19th, 2016, whenever they basically had the hearing where they lied about me and my wife and proceeded to kidnap her. our son. And so it's just weird that these days in the case are coinciding. And then this month, we have December 21st, we have a really unusual alignment. We're supposed to have a superstar, and where Saturn and Jupiter come together. And the moon is in a wobble, since we just had an eclipse, is in a wobble till the new moon. And my wife hasn't checked for me yet, but we think that the new moon will be around the 21st of December. Well, the interesting thing about, again, Jupiter and Saturn is, remember that, Jupiter and Saturnia are the temple that we're sitting over, the temple of the moon for Christ. That the sons of Mars created the spoiler Alpima, and that when Christ is the god of the moon, that's what he is, he's the divine child of the moon, and that Saturnia and the temple of Jupiter had been doing things with upon the temple, and that the Saturnia, which is the Roman Empire, was on it. So the interesting thing about December 21st is that these two are coming in alignment, and they're going to be the closest they've ever been and create like a superstar in the sky, the closest they've been in like 400 years. So there's all these really cool things going on this year in a cosmic sense with a series of eclipses where basically all the planets in our solar system are being righted and aligning and going into retrograde and being corrected by an eclipse. And that's really the interesting thing, is because these alignments and the retrogrades of the planets in our solar system are coinciding with the eclipses of the moon. And that's why the moon temple is so important. And the old faiths knew this. Like I said, the first divine child was Thutmose III, and he created the temple of the moon in Karnak, which was the first, where they used the first time clocks, which were water vessels that were timepieces. And they did that so in the middle of the night they could do these rituals for the moon, because they knew that the moon was really important in not just us bringing life to our planet with the motion of the oceans. And I'm going to tell you, if we didn't have the moon, women probably couldn't have children, is what I'm going to probably tell you, that the internal waters of the woe is also affected by the moon. That's why women, I'm going to have my baby. Well, when's it due? Well, it's due next week. Well, there's a full moon 2 days before then. You probably won't make it to your due date. And a lot of things happen like that. The moon affects the internal waters of women, too. So they knew that the temple of the moon was an important thing before our moon, our skies were polluted with city lights and stuff. So You have to remember that back in the day, people followed the sky. So there's a lot of stuff happening cosmically with our solar system just this year and a half alone. There's also a portal that's supposed to open on the 21st, which is an important portal cosmically. So look for the December 21st for maybe a shift in what happens in the world cosmically, what happens with the energy of our realm, because it's definitely a big cosmic portal going on on December 21st. So don't be surprised if we don't see more strange things in the sky between now and then. But it's weird that, the skies, there's a lot of strange stuff happening. I think it's pretty cool that you got to see that. I never know if they're bad or good, I go with, you know who Whitley Strauber is? You know the guy who wrote Communion and Mystic? You know who he is? You've heard of him, Daniel? I don't know. Are you there? He's there. Whitley Strauber, in his original printing of the book Communion, which is about his experiences as a man and a child of being kidnapped by aliens, quote unquote, and warred upon, basically, the experiments on him. And he also wrote Mystic, which is not considered a fictional book. And in Mystic, he talks about how aliens have been usurping our government and planting people within our government and taking them on as specimens to control the way mankind and humankind evolve. And that is not considered, he produced that as a not fiction, folks. But in it, he has a quote in it, basically like the trouble, basically implying that you don't know if they're angels or demons. And so there's that perception of, what's going on in our cosmos and what goes on above our head and how they have been manipulating the reality of humanity for quite a long time. And there's good ones and bad ones for most people. But so that's, very interesting. Did you have any questions, Daniel? I know it takes a bit because you have things on mute, but did you have any questions you wanted to ask me? Are you there, Daniel?
I don't really have any questions. I just kind of wonder what the heck those lights were in the sky tonight.
Are you tripping out? I mean, I grew up in a place where we had ghost lights, so it definitely is a weird thing.
They were very strange. It was literally a line of light, and it went literally from the sky, like up to the stars, all the way down to the ground almost.
Well, that's so bizarre. I mean, I've never seen lines of them, although I've had friends that've seen them before.
Yeah, it was like
more often.
It was like a straight line of lights, and they were going upward. Like moving upward, and then as they were moving upward, they would disappear one at a time.
So they could have been going away from you too, right?
Yeah, they were going upward, so I don't know where they're going to, but as they were going up, they disappear.
They disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to ponder. I mean, there are the principalities on high. Again, there's good and bad everything, and that's the thing about curing the law here. If we don't have a temple where everyone understands there's a universal law, first do no harm, right? Do no harm to others, don't disturb the peaks, and don't disturb the public trust. Those are simple laws that this world is not abiding by. And you know who's not abiding by them the most? Governments. Governments are not abiding by them the most. And the governments, the interesting thing about the special maritime jurisdiction is all the international banking platforms are in it. The SEC is in it. The United Nations is in it. The Council of 300 is in it. All of your Lex Mercatoria, that's the Whore of Babylon banking, is in that special maritime jurisdiction. So they're suspended out of the Constitution. And again, I said at Title I, if you come by water, you have to register as a vessel. But if you come by air, you don't. So if you're an alien coming from a UFO, you don't have to register. So, it's literally in there. I'm like, well, where's the air? This is just the water vessels have to, and that's the interesting thing about all the stuff that they do in the sky, to us, even our own government, with HARP and stuff with these planes, is like, well, that's how you can have a plane that's not even registered, because Title I didn't even require you to register vessels. So an alien plane or an alien ship can come into our world under Title I and never be on the record as having come here. And again, who's in charge of that? The DOJ and the military. So, you're back to these. You have what they've done is hidden They've created these avenues to basically skirt the law and skirt the Constitution. And you have a coup in the government between, after the executive order, it was literally the Attorney General and POTUS running everything. Well, then when Trump came into power, that's why they had to attack Trump. And what I think is funny is, you know, the FBI can go after Flynn for even talking to anybody, though he was going to be, you know, part of Trump's cabinet. For him even talking to foreign agents, foreign governments, which he had the power to do as the incoming administration, right? They can go after a man with no evidence, but they can't investigate the crimes of massive treason and sedition in a concerted effort to throw an election. They're vacant on that, right?
Yeah. I wanted to say something else, too, something that I noticed today. I drive around a lot because I do moving jobs, and I'm always looking up in the sky because I'm driving. Well, you know, the last 4 years in the Trump administration, I did not notice what you would call or what most people in our circle call the chemtrails, right?
Right.
Well, what I did notice today is that those are back up in the sky again.
Absolutely. What you basically have is they're trying to seal. See, what I did is my spoiler opima is, and the CUSIP members will eventually come out, they took the four less 10 Social Security numbers, my wife, mine, and our two children. They took those liens, which makes them non-negotiable bonds, and they translated them into the platforms of four major trading names. So I'm the new American trading platform. I think our daughter is the S&P 500. Ray is the 20-year Treasury yield, and our son is the equity yield. And then, of course, they have the Chris Farrick fight one, which they just shut down, the $454 million platform. I think that was the Chris Farrick fight platform. So basically, we're the land spoil all pimo with the Lex Mercatoria as parents patriae running off of it. And so literally it's positioned for us to make the Lex Mercatoria comply with the law of the land. What the state of Ohio is trying to do, where the coup of all the instruments are, mind you, what they do is these municipal courts bring indictments under the poison gloss of dog Latin with mixed uppercase and lowercase, but then they go to the common pleas and issue the warrants for indictments, and they're in all capitals. Well, guess where that twist between the mixed uppercase, lowercase to the all capital comes into? The SEC Form D. If you go look up Christopher Eric, if you go look up the information I brought forth about Christopher Eric's fight, there's a Form D on him. And in the Form D, which is under military jurisdiction, 17 CFR 200.800 and 230.500, I think it is. And so those, the Form Ds, which are where you would file a Form D if you were trying to create a claim on an instrument where you got paid without controversy, i.e. the 14th Amendment under Reconstruction, under Lieber Code. So if you look at the where I exposed the Chris Farrick flight fraud, under the Form D, there's an all lowercase Chris Farrick flight, and then they convert it into the all capital. Well, for what I've been told, they might have multiple Form Ds on you where, like, for example, my wife's birth certificate is mixed uppercase, lowercase, first, middle name, and then all uppercase, last name. So they've been slowly, and then both of our children, it's all uppercase on their birth certificate. On their birth certificates, not the certificates of live birth. I actually have my original certificate of live birth, and on mine it's all mixed uppercase, lowercase, dog Latin for the whole name. And so as we progressed into the bankruptcy of under the Federal Reserve Act, they've increased the number, like the number of all uppercase ASL, which is American Sign Language, Roman script, which is American Sign Language, and it's considered, and that's under the Chicago Manual Styles 6th edition. So the all capital is a silent instrument under American Sign Language. That's Romanja, folks. That's the Roman. So slowly, since they've instituted the birth certificates, they've slowly been morphing your mixed uppercase dog Latin with the mixed up under Blackstone's commentaries for the law of England, which is a poisoned gloss, which poisons the instrument. And they convert them to all uppercase. So these municipal ports operating in the special maritime foreign fifth jurisdiction, which was created criminally by statute, is they bring the birth certificate onto the land, and then they flip it into the all capital in the warrants for indictment, which is a bonded instrument, and the all capital. So the common pleas courts are trying to seize you through the bonds. Okay, so, and what's between the municipal court and the common pleas court is the SEC instrument under Form D. So this is a concerted effort that is hidden by probably a large percentage of the attorneys. They don't know what they're doing. They have no idea. They don't look at the gloss. I'm going to tell you, a lot of these judges know what's going on. They're taught in their judicial education. Another thing that's come up is the more sovereign citizens have been brought into the thing by Fox News. And remember, I was talking about Jennifer and the fake Moore movement years ago. If you actually go on my Facebook page and go to my notes, I believe you can search my page, I think you can, and put in Jennifer, G-I-D-I-F-A. And if Obama had won, they had planned on allowing JITIFA, which is a United Nations stolen instrument. JITIFA was actually created by Ferdinand Marcos's grandfather, I believe, of the Philippines. And they stole it from him. They stole it from him and seized it and were using it. And what it is it was a fund that they created with the money from the Philippines, because they were the old royalty of Asia, that would give funding to third world countries and to become industrialized. So they stole this instrument, right? But under JITIFA, they were going to call it the Islamic United States of America. And they said that we stole their constitution. And I mean, this is literally stuff that they were going to do if Hillary had won. This was created under Obama. They had this plan to allow the Moors to come in here, which the Moors, okay, there are no Moors that are black Americans, folks. The Moors that run around here is a CIA misinformation campaign where black people are being told that they have a Moorish heritage and that United States of America, it was originally Morocco, and that the first inhabitants of this country were black, which is a total, these are all total lies. There's no support for any of this. In fact, under archaeology, the oldest known inhabitants of this continent were red-headed white people, okay? I swear, 25,000 years ago, red-headed white people lived in this country, even before the Native Americans did, folks. This is archaeological proof, proven fact. So this is all a CIA game and deep state ops to try to undermine your rights. And so if you know anything about Morocco and the Moors were kicked out of their country. They are a landless people because they were told to stop killing Christians, and they wouldn't stop killing Christians, so they lost they're a landless group. So if you're a black American, you don't even want to say you're a Moor because, first off, you go around calling yourself El Bay or anything L, that's a title of nobility, and you lose your citizenship under the Tono Amendment. It's the same thing as an Esquire. You go around calling yourself El or Bay in this country, you lose your citizenship by the law, by the de jure law of this land. No one's a king or queen. You don't see me going around saying I'm the king of anything. I say I'm the holder, keeper, and controller of a crown. Okay, it's not my crown. I didn't make it. I just found it. It's the law. I went and put the word back together that they had split apart and were twisting. It's not my crown.
You have 1 minute remaining.
These things that are going on, you're being exposed. And of course, a sovereign citizen is an oxymoron. It's a term created by the Southern Poverty League. And by the way, Christians are deemed under the Southern Poverty League and the FBI to be domestic terrorists. So this is all about undermining the de jure law of the land, which is Orthodox pre-Christian law, okay, that Christ walked. Okay, that's why you think it's Christianity, but it's pre-Christian law. And it's what ruled this world before the coup of Exodus, okay? And that's what I'm trying to fix here, is to bring us back to that divine law of God that we got us, that we had before Exodus, that ruled this whole world. So hopefully the aliens that you're seeing are good folks, and they're good and bad up there, but we're not going to get – we have to bring this world into a universal God-given law before that's going to happen, folks, before we're even going to be exposed to the fact that aliens really do exist and be told that the universe is much bigger than we think. So,
thank you for using GTL.